Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hates
Bobby Bonilla Day, Bobby Bonilla Day, and Max Scherzer Day now too. Max Scherzer's got.
Well, people are arguing it should be Brian Windhorst Day now going forward. This is always be the day that Brian Windhorst had the rant on First Take.
Are the Jazz doing that?
Why are the Jazz doing that? Why are they Jazz doing that? Why are they doing that?
Like, I might watch it again during the next break. Just so good.
What was the word confusing? Like, very confusing trade. Just a very confusing
trade. Very confusing trade. Like, well, it was also just like, so dismissive.
He does like the Peter Griffin, like Buzz Killington. He's like, confusing.
So confusing. What a confusing trade. And then he's like, what? After the, why would the Jazz do that? It's to clear up space. I don't remember who it was. It was on set that said like to clear up space to get Durant. And he just goes, no. And then just stops. Dramatic pause. Again.
Like on the set, they're like trying to figure, they're like, okay, man, like we're ready.
Yeah, like
what is it?
You're building this up enough. Say what the hell it is. What's wrong with you? It's almost like he lost his train of thought and didn't know how he wanted to get the story out. So he just kept dragging it on and dragging it on. Again, like Family Guy, where they just fill time with like a skit that goes too long to where it's like stupid and then funny again. Cause it goes, that's where it got to the point where I just like, say it. What are you trying to say? Even though we kind of figured it out eventually, and here we are. So Rudy Gobert obviously now traded to Minnesota. That was the big news earlier today, which has shifted the market a little bit. By the way, Minnesota goes from 70-1 to 50-1 to win the NBA title. So that moved it a little bit, still obviously a long shot. And then they're 20-1 to win the West as of this moment. But if Kevin Durant gets traded to the Suns, well, that'll change things. And I'm scrolling through, and I do not see any Kevin Durant news, so I guess that's good. We can continue to talk about this market that is wide open
for
the NBA most
improved.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. This is the great thing about doing a show like this, because on the regular sports talk shows that I do, I could not talk about most improved player this long, but this is a market that has so much value in it right now, and no one's paying attention to it whatsoever. So let's recap here real quick. We don't even have to go through the whole thing. We're on guys that have the odds of 25-1. It's Zion Williamson is 25-1 to win. Anfernee Simons, Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Halliburton, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, all 25-1 to win most improved. And we decided to eliminate Cade Cunningham because it's only his second year, and that doesn't fall into the cat. You got to be in your third or fourth year.
They may not be good either. They may be bad.
Also, they're not going to be good, so there's that. Tyrese Halliburton, going to have a great year, but it's going to be tough for the Pacers, who are clearly in a rebuild mode at this point now. So we've eliminated those two. You eliminated Simons. I didn't, right? Did you cross him off?
Well, I thought about eliminating him. You know who I'd actually like to eliminate? SGA first. He averaged 24.5 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds last year.
Yeah.
The average most improved player improves on their numbers, like 3 points, a couple rebounds, a couple assists. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would essentially have to become Luka Doncic next year in order for him to win most improved player. Oh, by the way, the Thunder are also going to be terrible again. So like,
that's
I'm kicking him out before Cade. Like, that's a way more logical kick out than Cade is.
Yeah.
Like, Cade could win. I actually think SGA has like a 0% chance to win.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile.
From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They're just going to be so bad, and even though his numbers are good, I feel like we've kind of gotten points. Where he is now.
Right.
Yeah, his numbers are what we would expect. Now, let's say maybe his assists go up. Okay, great. Let's say he averages 23 right. and 7 assists. That's not going to get you most improved. It might get you
on the Thunder? In consideration like 18 for... games. Yeah.
What do you think their win total is going to be, by the way?
So give me the starting five. So it's SGA, Dort, Holmgren, Giddy,
Josh Giddy,
does Holmgren play the five? Like, do they play another? Who do they have? Kenrick Williams, he plays for them too, right?
So they have
glue guy. Yeah. Well, Poku's not.
Who's the guy that they call? Who's the other one that's the slim tower? He's got a really hard name to pronounce.
Well, Poku,
because it's Chet Holmgren. I mean,
like Pokashevsky or whatever how you pronounce it, but Poku is his name.
Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah.
Darius Bazley, he plays a
Bazley
lot too,
might
right?
Start.
So like a starting lineup of SGA, Dort, Bazley, Giddy, and Holmgren is like fun, but is ultimately probably winning. Their win total might is the first number a two or a three? It's a two, right?
Two. It's gotta be a two. Oh, they won
28 and a half.
They won 24 games last year. 28
and a half, 29 and a half.
They won 24 games last year.
They're not the worst team you've ever seen, but they're not good.
No. By the way, they were great against the spread last year. Great.
Oh yeah.
Well, best in the NBA.
They're always responsible for they're the ones who beat the Clippers when the Clippers were trying to tank a couple years ago for the matchup too. They're always involved at the end. It's very funny. Yeah, their win total is always in doubt. But I mean that just shows you like SGA most improved is really a long shot and his numbers. He's the easiest kick out. So we're left with Zion and Simons.
Yep.
Simons last year,
tell you what.
17 points per game, 4 assists per game, 2.5 rebounds per game. So plenty of room to improve. Going to start every game. What draft pick was he? It doesn't really matter.
He was a mid-first round, I think.
Right, first round
pick. I want to say mid-first round. Definitely a first round pick.
Yeah, big contract, starting lineup. Now the question you're going to have with Portland is, are they going to be good enough? It's Lillard, Simons, Jeremy Grant, and Nurkic, and Shaedon Sharpe. Like, is that
that can be
over 500?
Yeah, that's a play-in team. I think that's a team that's in the play-in tournament.
38-42 wins, something like that. Feels about right for that in the West. So at least. We can't eliminate them. I don't think we can eliminate them.
Mm-mm.
It makes sense. And there's plenty of stat room to grow there.
So keep in mind, too, it's also just the trajectory of where he was last year. So October, he averaged about 14 points a game. Remember, Dame Lillard was playing then. He was shooting horribly, but he was still playing. 12 in November, only 10 points a game in December. And then it all changed when it turned to 2022. 23 points a game in January, February almost 24, and then in March, 24.5. And then he missed time. He only played until March 5th at that point. And Portland just shut everything down. They just didn't care at that point, obviously. His last game of the year was March 5th against the Timberwolves, and he had 38 points. So there is a chance, and we know that scoring is the first thing that gets everybody's eyes here. There is a chance that he averages 22, 23 points a game, maybe ups the assists just a little bit. He's going to be playing with Dame. If you have, Nurkic healthy, that's going to help you a little bit. Look, this team has a chance to be in the play-in, probably hover around 500. I would consider Anthony Simons at 25-1.
Let's talk about Zion for a minute. So years ago.
This is weird.
This is a very weird conversation. 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So didn't play last year. So we can't do the like last year improvement statistics. 2 years ago, he averaged 27 with seven rebounds and almost four assists a game. He was awesome. He also set a bunch of records for like field goal percentage, taking a certain number of shots, shot an insane percentage, was like led SportsCenter sometimes. Insane season. This is not comeback player of the year. That is not the name of the award. As far as I can tell, and I have to go back to check this, so I'll just say as far as I can tell, there is no historical precedent for this being given like comeback player of the year award. So like he doesn't qualify. You know what I mean? No. Like it makes sense, but it doesn't.
I think they used to have that award, right? And they replaced it with this. Not that it has anything to do with the voting with this, but I think there was some sort of... And I think they replaced it with most improved. So the question would be, though, does anybody consider improvement with Zion Williamson being health? Like he stays healthy, plays a lot, he's in better shape. This year.
Like not fat anymore.
Yeah.
Big improvement.
Yeah.
Right. Like he, instead of improving points per game, it was pounds per game went down. It's like,
staying away from the gumbo down there in New Orleans, you know, like that, that's the start right there is to do that.
So it's just, so that would be the argument. And that's why he's listed up here. Cause like you're four, right? For him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is your four for Zion?
2019
missed, had a great year. And then, like, so 2 years ago when he had 27, that was his second year. That wasn't his rookie year, right?
This past year was his third year.
This past year was his entering year four. So he's in like he's in the pocket. So like the team's gonna be really good. He's awesome. He's gonna start every game if he's healthy. Like it's year four, like it's everything's fit. He's a huge name, like everything fits. But like, is the evaluation versus 27 points per game 2 years ago? Like he already had the season to win this in his second year. And now if he does it again, he wins. Now the voters could do that because they're dumb. So like, we can't put it beyond their scope to award this like this. But like, he doesn't qualify. Like he would have to average 30 for it to make any sense. Now I guess he could average 30 because he's Zion too. So I can't dismiss him. But I don't know if I want to bet him. Like it makes sense, but also like, He averaged 27 a game 2 years ago. Like, what improvement? Like, I don't know. What a bizarre candidate. Like, a really bizarre candidate.
It's almost one of those things where he's out of sight, out of mind for a year, other than the videos of him dunking late and whether or not he's going to come back this year or whatever the case is. Then he's back and he's dominating the league next year, and he gets considered for it just because he's Zion and he's not going to get MVP just yet. So we got to reward him for playing just looking better this year and playing consistently and being out there. So let's give him this award now is kind of like the precursor to an MVP if he can stay at this level. This is the most confusing one of all right here.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. It's the most confusing. Ingram and CJ, like on the team too. How much is Zion averaging next year points wise? 27? Really?
It might be more. It might be less. Right. Yeah.
And he might be better.
I think there's a chance it's less. So. Right. I think there's a chance it's less. So there's a few more we could go to. We'll look at this and we'll wrap up NBA Most Improved Player Market right here on You Better You Bet.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.